Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and I am super excited that you join me today. I have the amazing pleasure of spotlighting Steve Gamblin. Steve is called the Motivational Firewood Guy, and I am super excited to hear about his life today. He is going to give us some powerful stories and just really powerful information, you guys. So I want you to pull out your pen and paper and get ready to take some notes as we go on this journey with Steve. Steve, are you here today?
Yes, I am, Cheryl. Thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I am so super excited to learn more about you. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I sure can. I just turned 48 years old, so I am right up at the top of that mountain of life, and I am a speaker, an author, a former radio personality, and former stand-up comedian as well, and I have one goal in life, is to be the most regular, real, everyday, authentic person that ever gets on a stage, and of course, to commit at least one act of kindness out of love every single day.
Oh, wow. That is perfect for... That my show is called the Love of Heart Movement. I am looking for people who still love others, who still what they do. I'm a social worker, Dallas, and I just found so many people are unhappy, and so many people do not like what they're doing in life. And I just, that's sadness. It really, really is. So I get to spotlight people who get it right. So I'm so excited that our paths cross. Definitely. Definitely.
Me too.
So tell me a little bit about what's your motivation for serving from your heart. Where did that come from? Were you always a nice person growing up, or did something happen that changed you? Or tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I always tried to be a nice person. I've never been involved in any crimes, never touched a single drug in my life, and just always tried to stay on the positive path and surround myself with positive people. But like everybody else, we get in our ruts every once in a while, and we get stuck a little. In my early 20s, I graduated college, what my dad likes to call summa cum this close, which was 62/1,000ths of a point from not graduating. And I kind of sat for a couple of years just mired in not knowing what I wanted to do. And I was really getting kind of down and depressed. And I had a friend who kept asking me why I never followed my dream of being on the radio, because I loved music and said throughout my teen years I wanted to be on the radio. And this particular friend kind of kept nudging me, and the nudges turned into a little kick in the butt. And I finally went and followed my dream when I was 24 years old in the summer of 92. Went to broadcast school, got on the radio, and then drove down to tell my friend, and we had a great conversation, and he passed away 2 weeks later. He was 23 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
And I enjoyed a wonderful 10-year radio career, worked 15 years worth of hours, and I was burned out. But the lesson that my friend gave me, which stands to this day, is when someone else believes in you in a really, really good way, trust them that they see something in you that maybe you're not either willing to admit yet, or maybe you don't see it. But when other people believe in you, trust them and go with it, and you'll learn along the way that they were right, and I did. And that lesson still, through everything I'm doing today, still resonates.
Absolutely. You guys, I hope you heard that. I am definitely going to put this point in our show notes, because I truly believe that everybody has a spark of genius within them, and many times we go to our grave not knowing what that spark is or not really accepting it. Other people can say, oh, you're great at this, or you're great at this, and you just, oh, this is nothing, you know. But like your friend encouraged you, go get on the radio. I think you'd be so good, you know. So you have to trust their beliefs. I love that. I absolutely love that.
Me
definitely.
Too. Thank you.
Well, I wanted to find out from you. I know on this show there's going to be somebody who's going through a challenge. They may have lost a loved one through death or divorce. You know, they may have some struggles right now with their job and their income. They may just have a job that's not paying them enough, and they're trying to every day stress out, how am I going to make it? How am I going to make it? I want you to give them just a word of advice, just a piece of knowledge that you could say, hey, you know, things are going to be okay. Let me tell you what you can do next, you know? So if you could just give us a word of advice for the audience.
Sure thing. When I was 34, at the end of the 10-year radio career, I was burned out. And in a real short window of time, I walked away from radio without another job. I went through a divorce, and I was $65,000 in debt. So hopefully that covers all of your audience right now.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
And I just threw my life in the wood chipper. Now, here's the advice I give to people all the time. There are the four most important tools you can use and engage to improve your life. You've already got all four. It is pen, paper, heart, and mind. Wherever your life is right now, go sit down. And I'm so happy, Cheryl, that you told people, break out the pen and paper. Go sit somewhere quiet. Turn off everything electronic. And you just start digging. And you see what's good in your life, what's not great yet, what absolutely stinks in your life right now. Get it all down, because the keys to you fixing it are going to be there somewhere in your words. I want you to also write down the best parts of your life and the best people you're connected with and the best resources you have to learn somewhere in there. And most people just won't quiet down enough to do this. The ones that do will find their way out, and they'll find their way to the next step up. But you've got to use pen, paper, heart, and mind.
Oh, my goodness, that is powerful. And, you know, it's so funny that you said that, because last year I wrote two books in 2015. I was so excited about that. But I also started, and it may have even been the year before in 2014, I think it was in November 2014, I started writing a blog Monday through Friday. And what I realized, you guys, is writing is not only good for you, it's so therapeutic for other people as well. I have people in other countries that read my blog, you know, and it's so encouraging, because when you take the time to really take a moment just every day, I say every day, think about something, write it down, you know, because what I've learned is writing just heals you, and writing also just releases so much creativity. You can just figure out, okay, I'm sitting here looking now. I have my blog post for the next 12 days already decided, because it's like, okay, as I get a thought, I just jot it down somewhere. Just jot it down somewhere. And I just believe in having pen and paper all the time, you know, because you never know what's going to come up on you, what type of idea, what type of, you know, person that you may need to contact. If God is putting someone on your heart and mind, many times you need to contact that person. I had a lady this morning. I usually get to the office about 4:30 or 5 in the morning. She Facebook messaged me at like 5:23 this morning, and she said, you know, I really feel God was telling me to tell you this. And it was like, wow, that's very interesting to me, because I just have always thought, okay, God deals with us singularly. You know, hey, this is your problem. Let me, you know, deal with you directly. I didn't realize other people could be praying for you and they could get your answer. So she said some things to me this morning that was really life-changing. And it's like it brought me so much confirmation to what I had been dealing with. So, you guys, what he said about pen, paper, heart, and mind, that's powerful. And, I mean, if you don't get anything else from this call today, I want you to take that away, because that is, oh, my goodness, so powerful. Thank you so much, Steve, for saying that, because I know for me, writing has really changed my life. It's really just brought me to a whole different place. So I'm excited about that, definitely. Definitely.
And, of course, where do most of the great ideas come from? While you're driving or in the shower? So
yep,
in my car.
In the shower.
There's a digital recorder, and I tell people, you know those shower crayons that they sell at the toy stores? Those aren't made for kids. Those are made for adults who can't remember their great ideas. So buy some shower crayons for yourself.
I know that's right. That's a good idea. I never did think about a shower crayon. Yeah, that is a great idea. So I love that. I absolutely love that. Well, see, everybody has a purpose in life. And tell us about your purpose. When did you find out what your purpose was? Has your purpose ever changed? And how do you encourage others to find their purpose?
Actually, my purpose came out on a very bad day in August of 2003. This was when I was in the midst of the divorce and the job and all that, what I called hiding out in the ashes for a year or so. I had $3 left in my pocket. It was a Friday afternoon, very muggy here up in New England. And I decided to just go hit some golf balls at a driving range. Now, I'm a horrible golfer, so I go way to the far end so I don't hurt anybody. And, of course, it was muggy New England. I'm hitting golf balls under power lines, and a thunderstorm came through. So I'm now hitting golf balls, waving a metal club under power lines in the wet grass, took my shoes off so I was barefoot. And at one point, I just was twirling the club and looking up, and not angry, not mean, but just sarcastically, I just looked up and I said, "Go ahead, I dare you." Just daring God and the lightning to just take me out, because I just didn't care. I was tired. So I call that my Lieutenant Dan moment, if you remember in Forrest Gump when he was in the crow's nest of the boat in the hurricane. And the next day, I was telling my life coach that story, and he was laughing hysterically on the other end of the phone, and he said, "I have two questions for you. Are you this open and honest about your life with everybody?" And I said, "Well, yeah." And he said, "Have you ever thought of becoming a stand-up comedian or a motivational speaker?" Within a year, I was doing both. That day changed everything when I realized I could be who I really am and actually find a way to not only make a living at it, but to help other people every single day. And that, I still have the golf club. Luckily, it has no burn marks on it.
But that was
the day that changed my life forever. And that was my purpose. And whether it's speaking, writing books, writing articles, shooting videos, recording radio shows, I do something every single day to live up to it.
Absolutely. I love that. That has just really, just been so powerful in terms of an example of how your purpose can just come to you, you guys. And I don't really think many people even think about their purpose. They're just off doing life day by day. And that's where we find a lot of people that are just so unhappy because they're just doing life. I want you guys to experience life, and not only just wake up to a job that you may or may not like, experience what you're supposed to have, That is so important. How do you tell other people, you may not ever want to go in golf. I don't think I could do anything with golf, but how would you tell me to go and find my purpose, What kind of advice would you give to me?
Well, what I encourage people to do is when they say, "I want to be this, I want to be that," even if it's just, "I want to be happy."
Yeah.
You have to watch people who are already achieving what you want to achieve. If you can, ask them questions or just kind of observe them and take notes. The key to getting what you want is becoming the person you're going to need to be to either attract it or to even realize the opportunity that it's even there. You've got to be the right person first before the changes come, because you're just going to miss them. If you're not, it's like the people that want to say, "Oh, I want this better relationship." Well, that's what I said after my divorce. I wanted the woman I was going to fall in love with for the rest of my life. And then I sat and thought, I'm going to need to be a better guy in order to deserve this relationship and appreciate this relationship. So I spent almost 2 years without dating at all, doing as much research as I could on relationships. You just need to become the person you're going to need to be to appreciate and enjoy and even recognize the opportunities.
That is so true. I know. I just remember a quote that someone said one time. They said, "A better anything starts with a better you." And when we take the responsibility, you guys, that, okay, our life may be a disaster right now, but you know what? We could take responsibility, and I'm not saying it's going to happen in 30 days. I'm not even saying it may happen in 90 days. But I do believe day by day, if you make changes, your life can turn around. It may not turn around immediately, but I think if you keep going in the right direction, it will turn around. And I know, Steve, if you're anything like me, you've seen it happen to people where they decided, okay, no longer am I going to live like this. No longer will I accept this, bad part of myself or whatnot. It just requires taking that responsibility for self. Have you seen that to be true in some of your friends or family or whatnot?
Oh, I have. And that includes really virtual strangers who've come to hear me at speaking events or have read my articles. I ran into a guy at the grocery store who walked past me, and I saw him kind of looking at me, and he turned around and he says, "You're that speaker guy." And I just started laughing. I said, "Well, yeah, I'm just here buying a box of Captain Crunch Crunchberry cereal, like I do once a year, my favorite cereal from when I was a kid." And he said, "Oh, you you came to this group. And I said, well, wonderful. What story resonated for you that I told? And he shared it. And I said, golden question. What did you do with it? He said, I went to my next job interview, and I looked them right in the eye, and I smiled, and I had a conversation. I didn't look at my resume, my shoes, or the ceiling. He says, I just engaged joyfully. And I said, what happened? He goes, I started that Monday.
I said, wow.
I held my hand out. He goes, dude, can I have a hug? So here we are hugging in the Captain Crunch aisle. But it's a moment that someone embraced, and I don't change any lives. I honestly don't. He took it, and he ran with it, and he changed something in himself, and it brought great results. And I was so proud of him for doing it and for sharing it with me, because that made my day.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. And that's one of the things I'm saying. A positive experience starts with your commitment, you know, to do something with the information you learn. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that is so true, because, boy, many times we can hear great anything, and we'll just hear it and think, oh, okay, that was nice, you know, but it's not until we take action, you know, that things will change, you know, and we can't be upset when things don't change. When we look at, okay, have I really been taking action? Have I really been putting my best foot forward? Many times you just have to say no, you guys, and it's okay to say no. I really want to say that, because when we're just honest and upfront with ourselves, that's when the change can happen. And that's when we can no longer, you know, live the life that we hate. We can start to live the life we love. I truly believe that, you know, because just like the guy in the grocery store said, he went in and he engaged. And what did he say he had? Meaningful engagement? Was it meaningful, or what type of engagement? Inspired?
Well, he definitely had meaningful and joyful engagement.
Meaningful and joyful engagement. I love that. Yeah, so that is powerful, because that's what it takes, you guys. That's what it takes. And here's what I know. Most people are always like, why are you so happy? Why are you so happy? And I tell people the story of how my special needs son died in my arms in the hospital. And, you know, many people think, okay, it's so not appropriate for you to smile when you tell that story. Well, you guys, he lived a blessed life. So I knew that God was taking an angel, you know? So my thing is, I gave him the best I could while he was here. I did everything possible so I can smile, because I know he's in a better place, you know? I know he has a better life, you know? So it's not that we are always, I'm currently working on a session that I'm doing in May about thriving through loss, thriving after loss, and it's building a new way forward. And, you know, just really deciding, okay, you know, my mom passed away 6 years ago, and it's like, okay, am I going to sit here and spend the rest of my life, you know, asking God, why did she have to go? Why did she have to go? Or am I going to take the lessons that she taught me and become a better woman? You know, and that's what it's about. Many times we need to take the lessons, and just like the young man did, he did meaningful and joyful engagement. Everybody can learn from something that we've went through, and it's up to us to say, hey, I'm going to share that. Because many times we'll just keep the lesson to ourselves, and we won't share it, and that's really so sad, because it's so many people could benefit if we would just open our mouth, you know? And I think that that's so bad, you know, it's just wrong for us not to be willing to share, you know, and my sharing, you know, I may have went through some tragedies, I may have had some bad times or bad breaks or whatnot, but what I've learned is, you guys, there's always a lesson in that pain. It's either a blessing or a lesson, you know, so when we realize that, it's just
I'm
going to
be the happy old man sitting on my front porch in a rocking chair covered in scars. And each one is going to have a really cool story for anybody who wishes to learn.
Yes, definitely. That is so, so true. So, Steve, I wanted to find out, I don't know if you have children or not, but if you could give a 15-year-old Steve living in 2016 advice, what would you tell him?
I don't have kids, but I have said this to any young person who will listen. Remember to be nice to yourself on the journey. You're going to make mistakes. Mm-hmm. You're going to screw up. You're going to experience loss. And looking back into my journals during the rough times of my life and, you know, the radio and the divorce era, referring to yourself as Hurricane Knucklehead Category 5 is not a really nice thing to do to yourself. So
yeah.
Be nice to yourself along the way. You're going to screw up. Don't think you're a loser. Don't think your life is a waste. Just realize you're on a journey, and remember to be kind to yourself along the way. Accept that you have faults and just move on. And the second part of that advice is surround yourself with people who've got your back and won't build you up in a false way, but will support you, especially emotionally. Don't surround yourself with people who make you feel smaller.
Absolutely. That is so true. Because many times, especially when we're not at our best, we can take that one little situation and, you know, that one person saying, oh, you know, this wasn't great or whatever, and we'll let that dictate our whole day. We'll let that dictate our whole life, you know. So it's just so, it's really sad, you know, that we many times allow people to just bring us down like that. So I just want people to, you know, really feel better about themselves. Definitely, definitely. Well, Steve, I have two categories of people that always seek me out for advice, and I wanted you to give a piece of advice to both of these categories of people. Number one, it would be future entrepreneurs, people who are thinking about starting a business, and they may be exactly like you and I. They're at a situation where they quit, you know, and they say that, hey, I can do this. I can start this company. I can, you know, be successful. I want to hear what you have to say to future entrepreneurs. And the second category, believe it or not, are struggling entrepreneurs. These are people who have been out there that have just not had any success. And they are just wondering, should I just quit or what should I do? You know, so if you could give a piece of advice to both of those categories.
Sure can. For the future entrepreneurs, I'm actually going to give a handoff to Ashton Kutcher. If you go online, look up a video of Ashton Kutcher accepting the Teen Choice Awards. I believe it was in the year 2013.
Yeah.
I just shared this. It's so funny, and I just got little shivers on my arms that you even asked this question, because I just posted it to my Facebook page last night.
Wow.
It is monstrous. This is perfect timing, like everything in my life.
Yeah.
His advice to people. And, of course, he's speaking to a young audience at the time. And in
Absolutely.
An era so full of, you know, the bad boy attitude and that's who seems to get all the attention, Ashton Kutcher's advice is pure gold. And I'm not even going to steal it by the reveal here. Go look up Ashton Kutcher Teen Choice Awards acceptance speech. It will blow your mind.
Wow.
It is pure gold. Now, for struggling entrepreneurs, we go back to the pen, paper, heart, and mind, but I'm going to add one more wrinkle in there. The most important question you can ask yourself with anything you do in your entire life is the word why. Why am I still doing this? Mm-hmm. Why do I still want this? Why am I struggling right now?
Mm-hmm.
That is the most important question, because when you lose your why, boy, you're a boat without oars. You're just drifting. And when you know why, you'll power through anything. And I believe me, I got plenty of them. I'm 12 years into a speaking career in an industry that at 20 years you're considered an overnight success. So I struggle like everybody else. I got 8 more full-time years to put in just to be an overnight success.
Wow.
So I struggle. And why do I do this? Because I haven't made enough people laugh yet, and I haven't inspired enough people to believe in themselves and dig deep and go for what they really want yet. So I'm going to be around for a long time.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I am so encouraged by that. And it's so awesome to hear a speaker just be honest and upfront, because many speakers will make you believe that, oh, my God, they're just earning millions of dollars just doing what they love. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm having a difficult time even getting speaking engagements. So what is the difference between you and I? You know? So it's like,
yeah,
I'm so
just
glad.
Chugging away every day, and I try to take some of the air out of the industry. Like the people who yell the acronyms, like fear is false evidence appearing real, and team, together everyone achieves more. Now some people get on a stage and they just yell things, and boy, that crowd just claps like they just discovered a cure for cancer.
Right.
Be real. all the time. I share my life in bare bones detail, the highs, the lows, and everything in between. And I tell people right up front, I can't change your lives. But if you wake up tomorrow and you think differently, speak differently, or act differently because of our time together, that is a monstrous win for all of us. That's how I go on to everything.
Oh, wow, that is amazing. I'm so excited about that and so glad that you shared that information. Oh, my goodness. Well, I think I know the answer to this, but tell me what motivates you to just keep going.
I'm just having too much fun.
Yeah.
Anytime people either come up and say something kind or share something, or they'll say, wow, you know, I did this in your story and this, I said, you know, thank you. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, because I appreciate every word.
Right.
And I said, I always say the same thing. I'm just having fun. That's all.
That's it. Definitely. Definitely. And that, my goodness, that's the reason for everything. I tell people, if you can't laugh anymore, you need to go ahead and look for another job immediately. I said, because you're not going to live as long as you need to live. You're not going to have anything, really, you know? So, goodness, it's so important. It's so important to love the life that you're living. It is so important. So,
and the biggest thing for me has been giving back. Just one tiny act of kindness every day will actually, if you check out the Huffington Post article on the health benefits, science-backed reasons of giving, you're going to live longer because you're not going to be worried about dying young. And there's six other great benefits in that article. So that's part of every single day, too. And that, when I'm feeling down, I go do an act of kindness or two or ten or however many it takes.
Yeah.
It always brings me back.
That is so awesome. But I just, oh my goodness, that's positive beyond belief, because I know many times, and I have a really good story because I work with individuals with special needs, and many times the parents are can be a little bit negative or whatnot, and they'll say, okay, Johnny is not speaking or talking or walking or whatever, and I'll just let them know, okay, my child is no longer here, so I'm sorry. I want you to just accept that Johnny is not speaking, and he may not ever speak, but Johnny is alive. So, and when I tell it to them like that, it really makes them change the way they're thinking about things. You know? You know, it really just makes them, oh, my goodness, think, okay, I am just overreacting. She is so true. You know, my child is alive. And, you know, I tell them many times, you just never know what God intended for things to happen and for your life. But, you know, you can be a help to other times, you know. So to be a help to other people and just be everything that they need, you know, it may not happen in your natural life, but it could happen in someone else's life. So if we're there to be that motivation, you know, we need to be that. Uh-huh, definitely. That is so, so true. So that is something. Well, tell us about what you have going on. Do you have any, you know, masterminds, books, or seminars, or anything that you want to recommend? Anything that you have going on personally?
I've written several books. They are what I call the Motivational Firewood series. It's quotes with a call to action and a little explanation of each, and then some success journal pages, because I want people, when they act on something, to capture those emotions as quickly as possible. And at the end of the year, when you wonder if it was a good year, read back through your success journal pages and see what you did. And my biggest thing that's happened recently, I spent 18 months building this. I love vision boards, but unfortunately, as a dream, you know, a goal-achieving tool, too many people look at them like they're arts and crafts projects. And we're not gluing macaroni and glitter on a construction paper. We're mapping out the rest of your life. So I actually created a course which just launched very recently, right around Christmas time, and that's going to be the bulk of this year, is going to be fleshing that out, making it available online, and seeing if Mr. Jack Canfield, who's my hero, actually received his copy of it last Friday, because he asked for it.
Oh, my goodness, really?
Yeah, I met him in November, shook his hand, and mentioned that I had it, and he says, oh, would you send it to me? And I thought, yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
I sure will.
Definitely. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Another piece of advice. Never be afraid to reach out to your heroes, because, you know, they might really want to meet you.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. That is awesome. I think a lot of that, Steve, has to do with just us being courageous, you know? Oh, my goodness. And many times we lack that courage, you know?
Yes. Yeah. I was at a conference, and he was the keynote speaker, and it was my chance to be in the same room as him, and I thought that's all I'd get. And the conference person said, okay, I want everybody to stand up. Before we start, stand up. Go introduce yourself to someone you've never met. And somebody tapped me on the shoulder and said, hey, there's Jack Canfield. And my little voice said, hey, you've never met Jack Canfield yet. So made a beeline to him, held my hand out, shook his hand, and had a wonderful little conversation with my hero.
Wow. Absolutely. So, and everybody needs a hero in life, you know? Oh, my goodness.
If you're not sure which one to pick, make your own little superhero inside yourself. Give it any superpower you think it wants to have, and then just walk around with your invisible cape on for a while and just be that person. You might blow your mind.
Yeah, that is so true. That is so true. So that is awesome that you said that. Now, I wanted to know, what do you do to relax?
Let's see. I play drums once in a while. I'm not very good, so I just turn my headphones up real loud. That helps me relax, because then I just get to become my favorite rock star drummer for a little bit.
Yeah, whether it sounds good or not.
Yeah. I love to shoot little videos. I built a video studio here in my recording studio up in New Hampshire.
Oh, wow.
And whenever I know somebody's either maybe having a rough day or if it's a client that just had me come speak for an event, I love to shoot little video messages to people and email them the video link. So when they're having a bad day, they can just keep watching those. And I find so much joy in that. And some of the funniest moments are actually the outtakes when I screw up, and my friends love those because it's just me being real.
Oh,
so even though it's work, I actually relax. I get a lot of relaxation and joy from just shooting video messages to tell people, hey, I'm thinking about you. I hope you have a good day.
Oh, that is amazing. That is amazing. Well, Steve, this has been a wonderful, wonderful interview. I wanted to find out how the audience could get in touch with you.
Very simple. One website, stevegamlin.com, and Gamlin is spelled G-A-M-L-I-N. So stevegamlin.com, everything's there, my articles, my radio shows, my videos, all kinds of stuff, and some very nice testimonials from my clients, and some of them actually made my mom cry. So, they're good.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, Steve, this has been wonderful. I have learned so much, and I've so enjoyed our time together. And I'm definitely, definitely looking forward to just, you know, looking at your Facebook page, looking at your website, and learning what I can, and just definitely staying connected with you. So
I'm so honored, Cheryl. Thank you so much for having me on your show. This has been pure joy. What a way to start my day and my week. So thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you so much, Steve. And you guys, this has been Cheryl Jones with the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. Please follow us. We provide a daily show for motivation and education and just really encouragement for you. Today, we have spotlighted Steve Gamlin. He is the motivational firewood guy. So this has been powerful. I know this will be one that you will keep on your phone or computer that you can listen to over and over. So you guys have a wonderful day. Thank you. Bye-bye.